producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. As we roll into hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Group Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Anytime you hear me go live at some point, you're going to be, this was brought to, whatever I'm talking about was brought to my attention by my next guest. When you hear the term gun rights examiner, there's many of them. I just happen to know and only rely upon one of them. Joining me from probably his front porch with a fine cigar lit is David Codrey. Good morning, sir.
It's a little early for the fine cigar.
Okay, okay.
You know, typically wait until the sun's on the other side of the sky.
That's right. That's a twilight thing. Okay, gotcha. All right. One of the things you talked about the other day, you very deftly illustrated using something in an entirely different context, the mindset of most of these liberals, by looking at Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, piece of work this guy is, huh?
You know, one of the things that this really illustrates for me is the Kennedy family is really a bunch of foul-ups, aren't they? I mean...
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, particularly considering... With all of his flaws, John F. Kennedy was a life member of the National Rifle Association, and he made some pretty astute observations about the need for the Second Amendment. And of course, he understood it has nothing to do with hunting; that it has to do with preserving freedom. And unfortunately, the rest of the Klan seems to have followed a completely different path. And of course, you know that the Gun Control Act of 1968 was a result of not only his assassination, but also that of his brother, Robert F. Kennedy, and of Martin Luther King Jr. And what I'm talking about is I'm talking about RFK's son, Bobby Jr., who has been a troubled, rich piece of work since forever. Now, in a way, you know, I mean, we do have to have some understanding of, you know, what a terrible trauma it must be to have grown up with, you know, first your uncle and then your father, and the terrible devastation that you see happen through that. And I think that as human beings, you know, we're going to be extending human sympathy and understanding to the point that we can. However, that is not an excuse to then turn around and misbehave in a way that those of lesser means would not be permitted to without severe repercussions, and also to use your wealth and influence and stature to impose your will on the rest of society, which this guy does in a very he's basically a radical environmentalist, and the term that I coined for that is these people are environmental cases.
Well, they weren't all about the environment when they wanted to ruin their vista looking out over Cape Cod, now were they?
No, because that actually got him in trouble with some of the other environmental cases. It was like when I see this stuff, I think of the line, "There was war in heaven." Okay, and I kind of love sitting back and watching the left fight with each other. So
yeah.
You know, it's like whenever I see some left wing anti gun politician out doing a hunting photo op, okay. okay, to make it look like he's one of us and vote for me, you know, and oh, yeah, look, he's wearing his orange vest and he's got his 12-gauge and he's a gun owner and we can trust him. Whenever I see that, I typically send an email or a tweet to PETA and ask them, are you guys going to let him get away with murdering animals?
Murdering animals.
You know, just to see if, you know, because every time they're fighting each other, they're not fighting us. So, you know, I think that's incumbent on us to encourage that whenever we can see that. But, yeah, so they wanted to put up a wind farm around Cape Cod. And, of course, this is within sight of the Kennedy compound, and this would have spoiled their view or something like that. And this is one of those NIMBYs, you know, not in my backyard. We
right.
want it, and we demand it, but you're going to put it somewhere that's convenient for us. And if we have the money and the weight to make that happen, that's what we're going to do. So, yeah, we want environmentalism, but not if we have to pay for it.
One of the points that you make is he believes that people that deny climate science or question climate science or conduct industry not in the keepings of climate science, he thinks they should be, like he thinks the Koch brothers are treasonous and should be at The Hague,
which
is basically advocating death.
Absolutely, because that's the punishment for treason, and of course treason is very narrowly defined within the Constitution, and this ain't it, okay? And of course, you know, if you can start dragging Americans into international tribunals for war crimes over basically it's a political difference, then we're all at risk. But you know, the fact is, that's stark raving nuts, but not to say that that is not on the agenda of the radical environmental cases. That is exactly what is on their agenda, and they would love to see the population of the Earth, you know, diminish to a fraction of what it is. I've seen some of these people so crazy that they view the human species as a virus that needs to be eradicated. And, I mean, you know, when you talk... when you go down that rabbit hole, I mean, you're into just something that is insane. There's no making sense of it, and the best thing to do is to extricate yourself. Maybe point to some of this as just a potential danger when there is legislation that leads down that path. But for the most part, when I read stuff like that, what I want to do is I want to get out the barbecue grill wire brush and a bucket of lye and take a nice bath.
Now, the thing I noticed, and you make this very good point, most of these guys are the same ones that are advocating quote-unquote common sense gun control law.
Well,
so,
sure.
Yeah, that was the whole illustration of that. I like that.
Common sense climate control laws. You know, you cannot, this whole business that we somehow have power to extend throughout the universe, and there is so much that is not science that is involved with this whole climate change movement. First of all, when has the climate not been changing? Okay?
But changes every day.
You can extrapolate this to the same techniques that they use when they want to pass common sense gun laws, okay, and of course there are quotation marks around that. There's no rationality. It is based on ginning up the mob with pushing emotional hot buttons, and ultimately those at the very top that are doing the button pushing have their own agenda, which is often unstated, but it typically involves transfers of wealth or power. And guess who the beneficiaries of that are? It's those who want to rule.
Tell people how they can find your column.
Oh,
columns.
My columns are basically davidkodria.com is my name, and waronguns.com, and, of course, Guns Magazine.
Hang on for me. I know you got to take off. Give me one more segment. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
the Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. My guest right now, I use a lot of his stuff. You hear some of his stuff every day. One more time, coming back with us, David Kodrea of the Gun Rights Examiner, War on Guns, davidkodrea.com. David, are you an ammosexual?
No. As a matter of fact, a confession that I've made before is I'm really not much of a gun guy at all. I'm a gun rights guy. You know, the hardware and delving into, other aspects of the shooting sports or training or any of the other things, I leave those to the people who are in those niches and who have subject matter expertise. At that point, I consider myself kind of like an interested layperson, if you will. I know a bit about it, but I don't presume to tell others about it. I guess I'm not an homosexual. But then again, I would submit that someone who really enjoys shooting firearms as a hobby, as a vocation, as a whatever, they're not either. This business of trying to conflate and to present an appreciation for firearms and an appreciation for liberty and an appreciation for hunting or an appreciation for the shooting sports as being some kind of mental aberration is just part of the dehumanizing process that the so-called progressives use to further try to marginalize us and to gin up propaganda against the gun owner community.
Well, I mean, in New Jersey, there was enormous national pressure to elevate Shanine Allen to the level of being a wife beater so she could also get in the pretrial intervention program. Crossing into New Jersey is a little bit like going into East Germany back during the 80s for me. But they also want to be a little bit like Australia, according to NJ.com, where they labeled me as an amosexual. I'm an amosexual.
Yeah, well, what they want and what the editorial board at NJ.com, and by calling it the editorial board, they think that they safely hold themselves exempt from individual accountability. And they say that, well, yeah, buybacks are nice, but what we really need to do is we need to make it mandatory. And of course, you know, with, 300 million guns in this country, there's not enough money in the budget to buy back all the guns and to do anything else. And of course, they don't really want to buy them back. They just want to declare guns illegal and give a turn-in date where you must surrender them and or you're going to be a felon and you're going to be subject to SWAT raids. That's where this really leads up to. It shows the absolute failure of the American journalistic establishment, instead of being a watchdog of government and protectors and champions of freedom, they are lapdogs of government, and they are absolutely just shills and flax for totalitarianism because they're all a bunch of quote-unquote progressives, and they think that they know best and they can impose their will on the rest of us.
Well, they make a couple of interesting points that there's no way to prove. They say things like, unless these things were mandatory, these gun buybacks, and then we could get over the hysteria of the government confiscating them, we're never going to really enjoy the utopia we would, you know, that would be coming if we just divested of ourselves of every weapon in the United States.
Yeah, well, basically, we want buybacks. We want your surrendering of the guns. We want confiscation to be mandatory. And if you oppose that, you're hysterical and you're paranoid. Talk about talking out of one side of your mouth and then talking out of the other. It just they expose themselves for the liars they are right there. But I just like a quick point because you mentioned Shanine Allen. I had occasion to accidentally drive into New Jersey myself. And this is when I was driving from Ohio to Connecticut to give the keynote speech at a gun rights rally in front of the State House put on by Connecticut Citizens Defense League. And as I crossed over the border from Pennsylvania to New York, I needed to get gas. And there was an exit, so I pulled off on the exit. And right here's a little gas station 100 yards up the road. And I pull into there, and I start to put the gas in. This guy comes running up. No, you can't pump your gas. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, this is New Jersey. This is the law. I go, what do you mean, New Jersey? I crossed over from Pennsylvania to New York. Well, I guess you get off on this side exit. It takes you into New Jersey. I had no idea. I am as guilty as Shanine Allen. Okay? And everybody's saying, well, she should have known the law. Well, you know what? I know the law probably as good as, you know, most lay people when it comes to guns. And it caught me totally flat-footed that I was in New Jersey.
Did you have a gun on or something when you got out to pump? You can't pump gas in New Jersey if you're not from New Jersey. What
no, you cannot pump gas at all because you need to have a trained professional because their wise legislature has decided that otherwise, unless you're the trained professional, you represent the danger, disregarding the fact that every other state except one, I'm not sure if it's Hawaii, but one other state follows that absurd law too. You know, that somehow or other we're going to be setting gas stations on fire. And in terms of whether I had a gun on me or not, one thing I never discuss publicly is whether or not I am armed and or whether or not I carry and or whether or not I even own a gun, because that is something that, you know, it's like people tell me, well, if any intruder ever comes into my house, I'll just rack the slide on my shotgun. And then I go, well, why would you want to give away such tactical information such as, number one, you are there, number two, approximately where you are, and number three, what you are armed with? I'm sorry, if there's an intruder in my house, you know, I don't want him to know that I was armed until and I was there, you know, until the situation is over. Okay, just not going to happen. And
point taken.
So, okay.
Before we run out of time, one more time, give out how they can find you and everything else. I know you got to take off. You got multiple deadlines. I don't want to hold you up.
Oh, I do. I'm fighting a Guns Magazine deadline today that I've got to get out, and I'm going to write about Eric Holder and his resignation and what that can mean. But Guns Magazine, DavidCodria.com, WarrenGuns.com, and also I've started doing some writing for JPFO.org, which is Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. You know, they've been going through some hard times, and they asked a couple of us if we would, you know, submit essays that they could use as their alerts to help draw some attention and get some support for the organization. So I was a friend of Aaron Zellman, the founder, the late founder, who died several years back prematurely and sadly, and doing what we can for JPFO to try to help them remain a viable champion of no compromise liberty.
Well, I've seen some of your stuff there. I do like it. But I like just about everything you write anyway. If it's got your byline, of course I'm going to use it.
Well,
thanks
thank
for
you.
Taking
That's
the time.
Kind.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking
great
the time to join me this morning. Likewise, we'll talk. All right, folks, we'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This next part is, I'm trying to help people out there that may write or talk or get on TV and talk about it. This is a primer for 99% of the journalists in the United States today if they're going to write about guns. Bless their hearts. You know, about 25% of what they may mention could possibly be right. And everything else is, this is just them doing their very best minor bird impression of just repeating what they've heard or repeating what they've read. And so let's help them out a little bit, so at least when they're writing about things, they might get some of it right. A round, when it is in a piece of brass, becomes a cartridge. It is not a bullet. The bullet actually goes into the brass. They're little lumps of lead. They're inert little pieces of soft metal. And they are a component of ammunition, but they are not ammunition. Journalists out there almost always talk about cartridges by using the term bullet. Cartridges are little units of ammunition that go bang when they're hit just right. The gunpowder burns, the bullet flies away, the case stays behind in the gun. Usage examples, if you will: a bill to limit magazine capacity to 10 bullets, a bill to limit purchasers to no more than 50 bullets per day. Bullets have been recovered as far as a mile from the gun rifle range. do a little background work, figure out what you're talking about. Otherwise, shut up. The most egregious one amongst us gun owners is when they refer to a magazine, a ammunition feeding magazine, as a clip. Magazines are containers that hold a bunch of cartridges and are inserted into a gun to load it all at once. If it's a 15-round magazine, when you jam that into the butt of your semi-automatic pistol, you just loaded 15 rounds. Unless the gun looks like an old-time cowboy or maybe a bird hunter might use it, it probably has a magazine. The magazine itself is a little bit of sheet metal or a little bit of plastic or a combination of both. Got a spring inside, sort of like a Pez dispenser, and it presents no danger of any kind. For pistols, they're contained entirely in the grip, and for rifles, they usually stick out a little bit below the bottom in front of the trigger. Clips do exist within the gun world, but they are considered archaic for those people that like SKSs. Clips are the way to go. Clips are for loading rifles that don't take magazines. The broom handle Mauser is a handgun that takes clips, just to give you, that there are a few of those out there. A guy can change a magazine, no matter how much you limit it. There are some guys that can, it looks like it's a blur when they're changing magazines. So actually limiting the magazines. I mean, Elliot Rodgers had 41 10-round magazines, fully in compliance with the law before he went off on his day of retribution. They need to sometimes calibrate calibers. Caliber, when you're talking about caliber when it comes to a weapon, usually refers to the diameter of the round, of the bullet, and of the barrel of the gun that fires it. There's no clear rule. If a cop tells you the caliber of a gun used in a crime, just report it, and we'll know what it means even if you don't. I'm talking to the journalist. And there's no such thing as a high caliber anything. Those are meaningless words drummed up by anti-gun riders to make some guns sound fearsome. And the same for high power. The M16, the AR-15, they fire the same round, but they're not actually really high powered. One of the reasons you can't use them for deer hunting in 5.56 is because you can't kill a deer with one. Not with one. Maybe if you hit him in the head. The 5.56 is actually considered borderline weak and inhumane for thin-skinned little deer. Less powerful than just about every other cartridge used by ordinary hunters. It is the same caliber in .223 as a .22, just longer. They are much smaller than the .50 caliber. A .50 caliber is a hot dog size round that costs about $5 a shot. Somebody shooting a .50 caliber, they're driving away in a very nice gun. Very nice car, excuse me. Now, this is lesson 4 through 11 for you, and these are just random thoughts you, the unknowing journalist, needs to know about guns, and I probably won't get to them all before we go to the break, but guns aren't required to be registered in most jurisdictions, okay? Don't write that a gun is unregistered unless you're in New Jersey or California or New York or Connecticut. No self-respecting gun owner uses the phrase packing heat. We call it carrying a gun. Packing heat is an old-time gangster slang with biased connotations. Unless you're writing an anti-gun op-ed or a bad detective novel, maybe you should avoid it. Machine guns are legal under federal law, and in most states, to buy one person must pay a $200 tax, undergo a background check, and wait maybe a year for the paperwork process. And, oh yes, thanks to the Hughes Amendment, you're going to be paying as much as, say, for a nice car for one of those. But they are legal. Suppressors or silencers are legal in most states. By the way, machine guns, never been used by a civilian in a crime except for criminals. Never. The only time one's ever been used in a crime, it was actually used by a cop. Suppressors or silencers are legal. Silencer is okay to write if that's what you want to use, but it's not really, it doesn't make it silenced. It suppresses the sound. So And once again, you got to pay the $200 stupid tax. Sinister gun collections. If you're reporting on some backwoods gentleman that gets raided by a SWAT team, remember that all those guns and ammo you breathlessly reporting about are probably perfectly legal. The cops know that, but they'll know that you'll ignorantly imply that there's something illegal about all the guns and ammo they laid on the table before you to photograph for the evening news. Ammunition in a burning building is no danger to firefighters. When the powder burns, the case just pops off the bullet. It doesn't launch the bullet. The bullet has to have a barrel to build up pressure and then launch it on its festive flight. An assault rifle is a military rifle that can fire in full auto, not a semi-automatic variant. The M16 caliber-wise is already a weak Nelly, and the AR-15 is a crippled weak Nelly. And my favorite one, the NRA isn't a gun industry lobby. They may have millions of members whose interests they represent when lobbying lawmakers, but the real lobby for the gun industry is the National Shooting Sports Federation. Organizations like the NRA, Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, they're just out there legislatively. They're not out there saying, well, you know, you won't see Wayne LaPierre or Larry Pratt on TV going, I carry a car semi-automatic pistol and it just vanishes everywhere I go. Why I go in places where you're not even allowed to carry a gun and nobody knows it. They're not shilling for the gun industry. They're shilling for their membership. And I hope that helps you guys out. I do. Then we wouldn't read everything you say and think you're fools. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right. One more time up to the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. In California, the best recycled governor in the United States signed into law AB 1014. This is a direct response. This is what they predicated this on. This is what they're using it for. They're saying this is going to prevent all things like this from happening. This is the Isla Vista massacre. Now, I'd really like to see the transcript, because in California they have Section 5150, where you can take somebody in on a psychiatric hold if you deem them to be a danger to themselves or to others. And they went there based upon calls that were received by both his parents and his mental health professional. And they went there without checking to see on the way in the gun registry, which exists in California, whether he owned guns. There was 8 or 9 of them that showed up. You would think one would just say, well, I got this nice laptop mounted here like most people can't even afford, so let me go ahead and check that. They didn't do that. They asked him a few questions. He yes-sired and no-sired him to death. And they just said, well, he's just a polite kid. Let's just go on our way. He's no danger to anybody. And then he went on his little rampage. So now they have AB 1014. And I especially like the headline under which this comes from, because it is, the headline states, Governor okays temporary gun seizures from people judged to be a danger. Well, this is how AB 1014 is going to work. Now, one of the Democratic Assembly members, Dash Williams, said family members are often the first to spot the warning signs when someone is in crisis. AB 1014 provides an effective tool to get guns out of the hands of loved ones to avoid these tragedies. So now the California Gun Confiscation Squad, which does exist, now they have a new bag. They got a new thing. They got a new reason to confiscate guns. Now, when they say that you've been judged, okay, this is the way this would work. Let's say I'm an anal retentive friend, co-worker, family member. Maybe a loved one has passed away. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe you're depressed over something. Maybe you're angry or something, but you own guns. Now, if you express that anger, which I think is actually sort of healthy, if you do that verbally and you're a regular person, then it just sort of dissipates and goes away. But if you do that out loud and one of these people sees this, they can sign an affidavit stating that you are a danger to yourself or others. Then the local law enforcement shows up, takes every gun you've got. You can't, you're under what is referred to as a gun violence restraining order. As if somehow by taking the guns you have at that moment would keep you from getting a gun from a illegal source if you really are going to be violent. Or, you know, resorting to something else to cause harm. And you may also be prohibited from buying guns in some cases. At that point, you have not been judged by anybody at all. It's one person that thinks something that was willing to sign an affidavit. 21 days after it happens, a hearing has to be held within 21 days of the order being issued. At that point, that can be extended to 1 year. And that's how that's going to work. It is not going to stop the next spree shooting in California. It is not going to prevent a single crime. What it is going to do is it's going to empower some busybody to disrupt a bunch of Californian gun owners' lives. Charles H. Cunningham, a director with the NRA's Institute for Legislative Action, wrote, without a doubt, AB 1014 is one of the most egregious violations of civil liberties ever introduced in the California legislature. BB guns, also another bill that he signed was that BB guns have to be painted in bright colors. I guess so that the police won't shoot you accidentally if you're trying to buy one in a Walmart. One of the laws he did, one of the bills he did veto was the ghost gun bill, which ghost guns exist. And that's a term from Kevin DeLeon. This is what he's mainly referring to is you going out and buying a 80% lower and doing the work and putting together your own AR-15, 1911, AK-47, whatever there's an 80% lower for. If you want to build it yourself, you can. But it doesn't have a serial number and you can't sell it. That's the rule. If you want to sell it, then you have to get some sort of serial number attached to it and then you can sell it. But in the case of you being the manufacturer, they do not look at you as a manufacturer who does a retail operation. So you can build it for yourself and keep it and have it. A lot of people do this. This has become sort of a cottage industry. Brown wrote in his veto message, this was SB 808, I appreciate the author's concerns about gun violence, but I can't see how adding a serial number to a homemade gun would significantly advance public safety. Likewise, with AB 1014, Governor, that's not going to prevent anything. That's just going to be a vehicle that's going to be abused. It's going to be abused by people that don't like certain individuals. They're going to get swatted with a gun violence restraining order. What is that, by the way? Is that as good as a restraining order when you're getting a divorce? Are they as effective as those? They're going to be about as effective. It's just a piece of paper. The only way to enforce a gun violence restraining order against somebody is to chain him up like Houdini and put him in a cell that he can't move in, even chained up at all. That will restrain him from doing gun violence temporarily. And that's the thing. All of this is temporary. This is not a solution. Okay, let's say they do bust in on some guy. His wife has gotten a gun violence restraining order against him. They're estranged. Maybe he hasn't been pushed just yet to that point where he's going to snap and take action. So here comes the California gun confiscation squad, takes every gun he's got and tells him, this is due to a gun violence restraining order that was filed on you by your wife. What's to keep him from strangling her or knifing her or running over her with a car or simply beating her to death or picking up one of those shovels or going out and getting another gun? You know, just because you can't pass a background check doesn't mean you can't get a gun. So what's to keep him from doing any of that? He doesn't have to go get a gun at a shop. So this is just a monstrous infringement on all civil liberty when it comes to this, because now you're going to, this is pre-crime. This is pre-crime. This is Minority Report come to life in California. They actually had a law like this in Connecticut. I don't know that they actually run it or use it, but I've never heard of them using it. They may have. But you can be sure in California that this is going to swing in, it's going to go from 0 to 60 quick. So, California, I'm sorry that happened. So, in any event, that's what's coming down the pipe for them. Tomorrow on the show, from Hot Springs, Arkansas, the indoor, Gun Cave Indoor Shooting Range. Jan Morgan's going to join me. She's the one that has banned Muslims from buying guns from her. We're going to talk with her tomorrow. In the second hour. That should be good. We're going to do this again in about 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not ever. It's always been, always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.